recording this at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd. Let's talk about college coaching jobs in this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank Brandon Legal Group and Heads and Tails for paying for this podcast so you don't have to. Quick messages about both. Brandon Legal Group wishes you a happy holiday. I am simply a paid non-attorney spokesperson on their behalf that is happy to work with them via all my golf tournaments as well. They are a full-service law firm, and they hope you never have a need for legal assistance. When you do, you are welcome to give them a call to see what a full-service law firm can do for you. 813-902-3576 or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. As you start to think about gifts for people in your life, if you have someone in your life who is a fan of the Bucks, the Lightning, the Rays, the USF Bulls, the Gators, or the Noles, you might find that unique gift for them at Heads and Tails. Their retail store is 4524 West Kennedy Boulevard. Their website with exactly the same inventory that is available in the store is theheadsandtails.com. This is a boutique sports apparel and gift shop that specializes in licensed apparel. Check it out. I think it will help you with a gift or two for someone this holiday season. And I thank Heads and Tails for being a partner of the 2025-2026 Todd Wright Tour season. Roughly half of the Christmas gifts we are giving away at the next golf tournament are courtesy of Heads and Tails. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. So let me just ramble about what's happened with college coaching jobs. Timing a podcast like this is difficult because the minute you do something like this, something changes. But you don't want to wait too long because then everyone has had their say. So again, as of Wednesday morning, 11 a.m., December 3rd, just some quick thoughts from me about everything that's been going on. First, I felt Lane Kiffin would be the LSU head coach. It's a better job than Florida, and he would have left Ole Miss when Jackson Dart went to the NFL last year had there been another big-time SEC job available for him to go to. There wasn't. Last year, no head coaches changed in the SEC. None. Which led into this year being a big year for that. Florida may have missed their chance by retaining Napier. Or perhaps Florida reached out to Lane Kiffin and Lane Kiffin's representatives last year, and Lane wasn't willing to take the job, leading to them sticking with Billy Napier. So perhaps Florida missed their chance, or perhaps Lane just wasn't that interested last year or this year when Lane had an opportunity to take the job after the termination of Billy Napier. LSU is a better job. It's a better job because it is higher in terms of the ability to reach the ultimate goal of winning national championships. And for Florida fans who say, well, we've won national championships, it was a while ago. You've got to come to that realization that that's not who you are now. You have hired four coaches. Each have lasted 4 years. None have won a national title. None have been in a national title game. None have been in the whatever the equivalent was that year of a college football playoff, and you haven't won an SEC championship. In the Southeastern Conference now, there are many schools ahead of you. There are the big ones like Alabama and Georgia. Texas and Oklahoma just joined the conference. They are ahead of you. I know you have a win head-to-head against Texas. That's nice. Vanderbilt won more than you this year. Vanderbilt won more than you, what, last year? But certainly more this year. You're not at the top. You're not a top job. You're not LSU. That has won national championships with three of their last four hires, all in the 21st century. Florida's last four hires didn't win a conference championship, didn't play for a national championship. The connection of Lane to LSU, to me, was pretty apparent when LSU fired Brian Kelly. At that point, I think they knew that they could get Lane Kiffin. And at least they were working ahead and knew what they were doing this whole time and got the guy they wanted rather than Penn State, who around the same time, I believe, before LSU terminated Kelly, Penn State terminated James Franklin. And as we sit here right now at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd, somehow Penn State still doesn't have a head coach. Pretty much everybody else does. James Franklin even has a coaching job. And he even assisted in Penn State lowering the money paid to him in a buyout by accepting the job at Virginia Tech. It got Penn State and basically the Buffalo Sabres, Buffalo Bills owner off the hook for a lot of money. Franklin's moved on. All of these programs have moved on, and Penn State still doesn't have a coach. And for those calling for Penn State to just promote the interim coach, it's not the right move. It never is. And if he was the right guy, they would have named him the permanent head coach when they fired James Franklin. Just as Notre Dame named Freeman the head coach the minute Kelly left Notre Dame for LSU. That's how that works. Otherwise, it does not work. So the thought now is on Penn State, and this could be wrong. Satake never seemed like a fit to me. The fact that the UCLA got the James Madison coach and not Penn State, very telling as well. Penn State may be waiting for an NFL name. Is it right to do that? Can you get away with that with the college timing and wait for someone with a pro background? I don't know. I don't think so. Perhaps Franklin got them as far as they could get, losing in all those big games. Blame James, blame Penn State. Some will bring this up about Ole Miss. Did they get as far as they could get? Let's remember, 20 years ago, they had Eli Manning. They didn't play for the SEC championship. They didn't play for national championships. Some programs have a ceiling. We'll see what Ole Miss does with promoting the defensive coordinator, the sort of transition move of Charlie Weiss Jr., who gets to stay and call the offensive plays while Lane and others are gone. Some say, could Ole Miss go on the run that Steve Fisher went on with the Michigan Wolverines when they lost a basketball head coach to Arizona State? I think that's basketball. It's a handful of guys, literally. It's a handful of meaningful players that you have a relationship with that play. Football is so, so much different. I'm not rooting for Ole Miss, but I'm not rooting against them. The fact that four coaches from the American Conference all moved to a Power Four conference is telling for those who keep denying that this is happening. Some always want to think they're special, and this isn't going to happen with him or to us. Yeah, it does. There are haves and have-nots in college football. You can draw the line between conferences. You can draw the line within a conference. There's a difference between LSU and Ole Miss. There's a difference between LSU and Florida. There's a difference between Ohio State and Penn State. I worry these four West Coast schools that have been added to the Big Ten, okay? DeBoer already left Washington for Alabama after appearing in a national title game. There's talk Lincoln Riley could leave USC. There's talk Dan Lanning could leave Oregon. There was talk before Florida hired Sumrall, who got more control at Florida. I believe he wanted the Auburn job. I also believe Auburn's a better job than Florida. They have won a national championship more recently than Florida. But Sumrall didn't get that total control. Hey, we have this defensive coach. We have your general manager. You can handle everything else. Florida's like, we'll give you everything. Granted, their GM is coming in from, came in from the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Sumrall gets more of what he wants from Florida. But I think he wanted the Auburn job, much like Alex Golish wanted the Auburn job and not the Arkansas job. The Arkansas job was thought for a while to be the desired landing spot of an alum in Rhett Lashley from SMU. Rhett chose not to take it. Arkansas ends up with the Memphis head coach, another American Conference coach. So the Memphis coach left for the SEC. The Tulane coach left for the SEC. The USF coach left for the SEC. And the North Texas coach left for the Big 12, Oklahoma State. There's a lot here. By the way, the story that I've conveyed to some, Lane Kiffin saying to assistants, you better be on the plane. Look, he talked to Nick Saban while this was all going on. Chris Fowler said to Dan Patrick this morning, he doesn't believe Nick told Lane to take the LSU job. He just said, yeah, LSU is a good job. It's a place where you can win a national title. I think that's very well said. I also think Nick probably reminded Lane of one of the lowest moments in Nick's professional life. When Nick left Michigan State to take the LSU job, he later sent a plane to East Lansing, Michigan to bring six of Nick's assistants from Michigan State to Baton Rouge. The plane went to East Lansing. The plane came back empty. Well, there was a pilot, obviously. All six chose not to leave. They stayed at Michigan State, and it hurt Nick deeply. Did he recover from that? Yeah. He won a national title at LSU. He's fine. But that was probably discussed between Nick and Lane. Maybe well before we ever got to this point, because Lane worked for Nick as a coordinator. So there are some general thoughts about everything that's been going on as it relates to who's out, who's in, the whys, and the next time we talk college football here on the podcast, we can talk about the actual playoff bracket, who got in, who didn't, whose path looks the best. Remember, they already made a quick change to the 12-team playoff. It is not the top four conference champions that get the first round byes. It is the top four teams ranked in the CFP that get those four byes. Thanks for listening. Again, email me any college football thoughts, coaching-wise, playoff-wise. I'd love to engage and perhaps bring that up on a future podcast. Write.todd@yahoo.com. 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 I said it 3 times. Always nice to know you're listening. Thank you very much for supporting me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and theheadsandtails.com.